Shabbos Chanukah is always Parshas Miketz. So tonight I understand why. That's one of the reasons. Anyway, it was just this gala tonight and the inspiration of Paro Has a Dream, the Sheva Poros Toivos. So therefore I hold that we have to be metakinis as a mina kavua be'ezer Hashem.
9 days,
this is good. Well, you spoke 9 days, why? You were back then, right?
Really,
it's all recorded. All right. But Kosh came that the Yevonim were geyser. One of the things that were geyser was on Rosh Chodesh, right? So as a countermeasure also, every Rosh Chodesh, cover Rosh Chodesh, right? But furthermore, right, the Rambam says in explaining, the Nes, right, he says, V'chazra malchus liYisrael yesra masayim shana. Part of the Nes was the malchus went back to Yisrael. Now, where we find the source for Sudas Rosh Chodesh, it was a minag hamelech. We find it by Shaul HaMelech, that he used to make a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. There's a story in Navi is Yadua, that David HaMelech was afraid that, he would be assassinated there, so he made excuse not to show up, and Shaul thought because he was Tomei Keri, but it was the Minag HaMelechim, right, to make a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, Rosh Chodesh, that's why, Kayadua, by Kirsh Levana, we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, without getting into all the side of why the Levon is connected to the Midah of Malchus. So, of course, that's why there goes on Rosh Chodesh and Chazra Malchus Yisrael. And that's why we have to do this as an extension of Hanukkah. We have to do this Be'ezer Hashem every Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Right.
That's coming up
soon. This was just a pregame show.
But we'll talk about the other thing that the Yevonim were gozer on, which is Shabbos. As we just hear that the two come out on the same day, Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Tevis comes on Shabbos. Right, to understand the Indian that one of the things that were gozer on is Shabbos. So like we said before, a minute ago, that the Le'olam, the Parshas Miketz is always Shabbos Chanukah, without fail, every year. If there's two Shabbos, so it's Vayeshev Miketz. Kachu Amida. So in the it's certainly very interesting to observe, aside from the strange word, Miketz, you could say Vaila Akar, Shnasayim Yamim. 2 years later, after Yosef had his encounter with the Saramashkim, 2 years later, Miketz at the edge. And the Medrash Rabbah is very bothered by that. Before we get back to the Medrash Rabbah that deals with that, why Miketz? Just say La'achar. But there's something very interesting to note that Paro has two sets of dreams, like we said. The first one was the remez to tonight, right? Now we understand. It's amazing. Lekamidi, Delora Miza Baraisa. Everything's alluded to in the Torah. And this Suda that we're having now was alluded to already 3,000 years ago.
Wow, right. We have the seventh person here.
I know.
If there had been seven steaks, it would have been enough. Seven steaks.
Always trying to kill it.
Tony, let it go. Just let it go. Okay? Don't always do the math, okay?
You can just make another steak.
All right. Right,
well,
is up, but
I'll make another thing until you finish
that. Right. But it's also the Sheva Shibolim, which is that's the Geppetta bread, right? They're crispy on the outside. So, of course, we know what these things really mean, but the. it's like interesting to note, he contrasts the bad with the good. Right, and it's something very interesting to note that by the good cows, like we had tonight, right? So it's a vatirena ba'ochu, they graze together. It doesn't say that by the bad cows, right? And now also by the sheva shibolim tovos, it says olos bekana echad, they came out of the same stalk. It doesn't say that by the shibolim aros. So now it's an amazing thing. It's another remez to Chanukah. We think about what it looked like: seven shibolim coming out of the same stem. look like a menorah. Sever shibaim olos bekana echad. So it's an amazing thing that the unity is in the good ones. Right? In the bad ones, there's no unity. Right? And this sort of gets into the inyon of Shabbos. There's a lot of strange things about Shabbos. Chazal tells us, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, Matana Tova Yeshli Bebeis Kenazai, Shabbos Shema. I have this wonderful gift. Now I'm going to give it to Am Yisrael. Right? This is a Matana Tova we got from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's Saturday. Everyone has Saturday. Right? And you can make Saturday a day off like it is. Kayom Azeh in America. It's Saturday and Sunday, five-day work week. What's the Matana Tova? It's like one of the days of the week. Right? But it is like this, that in understanding what the number seven represents, you can look at seven as like a another number, that's 6 + 1. Right? But as the Maharal tells us, as in other Sfarim, if you start thinking geometrically, you see that seven represents something else. If every unit is supposed to be another direction, so in the three-dimensional world that we live in, how many edges are there? Each dimension has two edges. So length has top and bottom, width has right and left, depth has in and out. That's six. The six edges are the three dimensions. Where's the seventh? Right, in the middle. All right. Seventh, if it represents, it being in the middle. So here's an amazing thing, right? Like you could have a seventh unit, right? They just put it in the middle. But you understand it's not really in the middle because it takes up space. So it's partially on the right side, partially on the left side, partially on top, partially on bottom, partially in, partially out, right? And then there's the real middle, Nekudas Americas. Where's that? Doesn't exist in physical reality. Because if it takes up any space, so I'll be able to divide it between, the different dimensions that it takes up. All right, the mamish, the real emesis center, true center, doesn't exist in physical reality. Because you tell me it's here, so I could divide that space into two. And I say, it's here. And I could divide it two. It goes b'li sof. Right, the nekuda emtzais is just something that's, it's something more Ruchni, it's a concept. It's a concept more than something Gashmi. There are 7 days to the week. There are seven Kochos HaTeva. There are. Right? There's all these things that of seven that Kayadua, what the Maharal says, seven is Teva. There are seven units. Each one takes up space. Right? Each one has its turf. Right? But where's the center? The center is hiding within the seventh, but it's hiding there. And the seventh that takes up space, so in there is the center, but no, it is not possible in physicality to be omid on the Nekuda Samerkas, to be omid on the Nekuda of, which is exactly center. Right? You might be able to have the center in a negative way, but not in a positive way. Like, what's the negative way? Negative way is that the center is where everything ends. Center is not right, not left, not up, not down, not in, not out, right? It's where everything ends. That's in a negative way. So everything, the point where everything ends. Right? But the idea that it's a unifying point that doesn't exist in physical reality. That's already a ruchni concept. Right? To say that when Meir Shapira came to America on a fundraising campaign. Right, so when he came back to Europe, they asked him, "What did you see in America?" He said, "I'll tell you, we used to have Divrei Torah in America we don't have in Europe. Unbelievable stuff," they say. I learned from them, things that we don't have, that we don't know in Europe. So what Divrei Torah there in America? America was then the Treifa Medina. So there's Kayadua, when we talk, the three tefillos of Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, we say V'inuchuva. Right? Shabbos by day, we say V'inuchuvo. And Shabbos Shalosh Shudas, Mincha time, we say V'yenuchuvam. So here in Europe, we say, P. Kabbalah and Chassidus and Das and Maisim. In America, they were Megal the Pasha Pshat. Right? It's Friday night. It's Friday afternoon. Right? It's getting late. Right? Right? So the woman, you know, she goes home to light candles. The husband stays in the store. So it's Yenuchuva, because she's resting, because he's working. Right? Shabbos morning, right? She wakes him up, she makes him go to shul, and she opens up the shop. Right? The Yenuchuvoi, he's resting, she's working. Right? But, right?
Yeah.
Right? But Saturday night, you know, stores close early, so he closed the she closes the shop, and they have shal shittis together, right? That's v'nuchuvam. Right, but what's pshat the way they said it in Europe, you know, al pi chasidus and kabbalah and dos, right? What's bum, right? That the pshat is that if you're zocher the Shabbos, which is the real nekuda emtzois, which like I said doesn't exist in physical reality, right? It's not something that you could be omit on in physically, because you know any nekuda will take up space, any physical nekuda. If you omit on the real center, that's where everything meets and gets together. So it's called that the center is being mekabel from all the different directions. That's v'yanuchuva. And that's what we say Leil Shabbos, that's tachlis maaseh shamayim v'aretz. Everything you did, everything the Ribbono Shel Olam did in creating heaven and earth, it all ends at this point, right? It converges on this point. This point's makabel from all, from everything that was done, right? This is what's called culmination. Things amount to something, and this is an amazing nekuda, right? That when things add up, right? The mitzvah of adding up is not another thing. It's just like something spiritual that causes a bond between all, it's not another unit. It's like a sign that causes a bond between all the units, that the thing that things add up. This is the nekuda of achdus that we're talking about. Achdus is not all the parts plus one. If you weigh it on a scale when things are boxes or things are papyrus, you have a brick. You put it on a scale, then you pulverize the brick. If you get every grain of sand on the scale, weigh the same thing. Right? That the achdus is like something spiritual that pulls things together in a unified purpose. And that's Leil Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, Friday night, Leil Shabbos by night, pulls the whole week, all the efforts that we did get pulled together, right? In one achdus, right? Everything's adding up. Otherwise, everything's separate. Now everything's adding up. Right? And that's the gift of Shabbos. If there's any unity in Maaseh Bereishis, that's made up of separate koichas, that each one pulls in its own direction. Shabbos is that unifying center. Everything's going to go l'shem shamayim. It's going to go for focus at the nekuda called Shabbos. And that's why we say, in the tefillah of Leil Shabbos, Ata kidashes yom ha'shvi'i shmecha, tachlis ma'aseh shamayim v'aretz. It's the unifying goal of all ma'aseh shamayim v'aretz. Shamayim v'aretz will each pull in their own direction. Gashmias and ruchnias. It's tachlis ma'aseh shamayim v'aretz. The unifying purpose. And that's Soida Achdus. If there's any Achdus in the Bria, that the Bria pulls, that's the gift of Shabbos. Because every koach should naturally pull in its own direction. Right? And Shabbos is this unifying, the koach of pulling things together. Everything should be focused together at Shabbos. And that's the sort of the Achdus that we find in the Tov. And that's what it says in Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Yispardu Kol Poli Avin. There's period between all evildoers. Right, because only in Tov there's the Achdus. So that's just reflected by Paro's dream. Right, everything pulls together. And by the way, this is the side, right, of what we find in the Torah. Interesting things by the number 50 and by the number 40. Right, by the number 50, then Sefirah Somer is 50 days. Tisbro Chamishom. We only count 49. Right, and by the 40, right. Before you find an interesting thing, right? It says, the pasuk says arba'im yakenu, but only 39 lashes, right? Only 39. And the same thing, by melachos of Shabbos, there's lamates melachos, but the way the Mishnah expresses arba'im chaser achas, there are arba'im chaser achas, right? The idea of 40 and 50, without getting into the differences between them, the different bechinas there are, but the idea between these two numbers is the idea of shlemus. Shlemus is not the thing plus one. Shemus is that, you know, something ruchni that pulls all the pieces together, right? By the lamites malachus, no, lamites malchus. So even though it says arbim yakenu, so the Maral says this, the 40th is that the guy now is now clean from sin. That's the 40th. Because that's in halacha. Kevin shaloka reu kachicha. He becomes kashalatus again. He's like your brother, the chol dover. That's the 40th. The 40th is not one more lash. The 40th is the shlemus that now he's now clean. And he's become a tzaddik again. He's now chozel kashruso. Gabi ol halachas in the Torah. The same thing. Right? The lamed tes melachas. Right? Right? So lamed tes melachas, what Akash did to be bori shemayim v'aretz. But the 40th is that putting it all, that all these different Maaseh Shemayim V'aretz add up to one unified thing. That's the 40th. That's why Lama Tzal is Arboim Chosrachas, because these are everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in Maaseh Shemayim V'aretz. Comes Shabbos, and unifies it all. That's what the Chazal say, Rashi brings it, right? That Vayichal Bayom Hashvi, God finished on the seventh day. I don't believe it. What do you mean? It was Chal Shabbos, you know? No, Ba Shabbos, you know, that Ba Shabbos Ba Menucha. It's what the world was missing. That the world finds its resting place, the world finds its nekuda of tachlis, right, the point where it belongs. So that's tachlis maaseh shemayim v'aretz, right? You know, and that also means, you know, that there's tal tchia, right? Tal tchia,
right? Wow.
Right?
Tal together.
Right? Tal tchia. The 40th is that the guy comes back to life. That's the 40th. That's the 40th. Now he's chai. You know, you add 39 to 40th that the guy's alive again. Right? And that's the same thing also. Tisbru chamishim yom. Shavuos is not just one more day. Shavuos, the 50th day. Shavuos is not just one more day. It's what all the 49 days were for. It's the shlemus. So it's not just 49 plus 1. It's not 50. You know, you can't really count it because it's koilo. You know, it's the unifying of all the 49. So it can't be counted onto its own. Right? It's not plus one. It's the achdus that permeates everything. And that's what that in the Toiv, there's this achdus. And that's the koach of Shabbos. And that's what it means. Matana Tov Yeshu Beis Genazai v'Shabbos Shema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this only to Am Yisrael. That this, you know, the Bri has a residual benefit from this. But the koach of achdus is only by Am Yisrael. That all the kochos that there are in the Bri are for Am Yisrael. And they find their achdus through Am Yisrael. Everything finds its purpose through Am Yisrael. Everything is united with Malchus Shemayim, finds its place with Malchus Shemayim through how it filters through Am Yisrael. And that's what it means that, you know, that's Matavat Torah Yeshu Beis Genazai Shabbos Shema. I'm giving it only to Am Yisrael, who I love. That Am Yisrael has the nekuda of achdus that pulls together Bria. That's the sort Am Yisrael is called Goy Echad Baretz, the nation of achdus. Not just, you know, it's like many nations in the world. Goy Echad Baretz, we're the one that pull it all together. Bring achdus to the whole Bria. Right? But once you have that center, right, you could start importing, you know, because the center, if you have the gift of the center in your hand, right, which is, you know, the nekud of achdus, so it's not just the achdus between the three dimensions that we know. It's the achdus between all dimensions. All dimensions meet at the center. The three that we're aware of and the ones that we're not aware of. And you could start importing from higher dimensions. It's our dimension. It's a portal because where all dimensions meet. And that's the meaning of Shabbos in the morning that we talk about Matan Torah. Yismach Moshe Matan Aschelko, right? Ushnei Luchos Vein Hori Brother, right? And the Kuliyam, the Gemara says, the Kuliyam B'Shabbos in the Torah L'Yisrael. Everyone agrees that even though it's a Machlokes Rabbi Yosef Rabban, what was the date of Matan Torah? Everyone agrees the day was Shabbos, right? Because on Shabbos where we have the Nekuda of Nekuda Sa'emtza that unites between all the dimensions, we could bring that, if you have that in your hand, you have that power, you could import from higher dimensions to lower dimensions. You have the portal where all dimensions meet, so you could bring Torah that's from Shamayim into Oretz, because you have the Nekuda of Emtza that unites all the different dimensions together. Right? But then there's, you know, a further level, you know, when it comes, you know, Shabbos Mincha, that we have Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad, Mikam Chayzo Goy V'Oretz, that you're talking about uniting all the Shabbosos that there ever were in history. Right? That, you know, that should be that the Shabbos last week is in the past, now I just have the Shabbos of the present, and that's going to be in the past, and I've lost it. No, you have to pull together the past, present, and future, because as the Ramchal says in Das Tvunus, between all the Shabbosos that there are, that happen in course of history, they all add up to infuse the world with enough spiritual energy to become that Yom Shekulo Shabbos, to become Olam Haba. But you have to have the unifying factor that the Shabbos of the past adds up with the Shabbos of the present, which is going to add up to the Shabbos of the future, and that's V'yinu Chuvam. Right? V'yinu Chuvam.
All the Shabbos
together. That's another koach of the center, to unite not just all the dimensions, but also unite all of time, past, present, and future. Right? And none of this is physical. None of this is physical. Right? This is all spiritual. Like I said, you know, even physical reality, there's not even, you know, the Nekuda HaEmtzos is not something that's possibly Omiron. Right? The only way that the secular world has a concept of center is just in the negative. It's where it all ends. Because it's not right, it's not left, it's not up, it's not down. End of the world. Right? Dovra Melch says, L'chol tichla ra'isi kates. Everything that people hope for, everything that people work for has its edge. Rechava mitzvah, so Torah is just ongoing, just Torah is rechava mitzvah, so about, and, you know, your mitzvahs are very wide. Right? Torah has no end. Right? Everything else has its end. Everything is as good as it's whatever it's good for, and then whenever its use runs out, it runs out. Everything, every chokhma has its beginning and has its end. Chol tichla ra'isi kates. Rechava mitzvah chamod. The mitzvahs are very wide. We have the idea of the center and the positive, not just where gashmius ends, but we're able to import from ruchnius, right? Reach ruchnius and then unite the ruchnius with the gashmius. Everything that we explained, right? Vayim mikates shnasayim. Chol tichla ra'isi kates. Vayim mikates shnasayim yomim. So says the Medrash Rabbah on that pasuk. We said the Medrash Rabbah was bothered by the term kates. Say la'achar shnasayim yomim, right? No, so as Medrash Rabbah says, two pshatim on that. That kates, you know, it shtels to the pasuk from Tum. Kates sum l'choshech. The choshech has an edge. So it says two pshat. First of all, it's germane to our parsha, that there was an edge, how long you could keep Yosef HaTzadik down. There was like an edge. You know, Yosef HaTzadik, who Kayadua represents Ner Chanukah, as per the Remez and Rashi in last week's parsha, you know, the spark that goes out, so the Mishnah Baba Kama says that's the Ner Chanukah. Right? Kayadua, Yadua de Karemes, right? There's an edge how long you keep Yosef HaTzadik down. Like there's like, you know, once he passed over the edge of 2 years, he's outed. There's an edge. You know, you can only keep Yosef HaTzadik down for so long. Right? Right? And then there's another pshat, right, that it's called about closely, that the HaKadosh will put a cage to how long the evil will reign in the world, how long there will be Choshech in the world. 6,000 years. Lashon HaMishnah this week's parsha. Up to 6,000 years. Then after 6,000 years, evil just can't exist anymore. It only exists within that box. You reach the edge where it just doesn't exist, past that edge. Right? And that's what this week's parsha represents. You reach the edge where the goyim just fall off because they only exist within that box. You reach that edge, only one nation is left. You reach that edge, which is the besoid, the nekuda emtzois, because all dimensions end. Their kates is at the nekuda of center. Am Yisrael has the center. We're the one nation that exists over the edge. We live over the edge, right? We're going to live after Kates Hayomim. All the goyim are going to expire by Kates Hayomim. We're the one nation that makes it over the edge. Over the edge. Meaning we're in the center. We have the center. They end at the center. We're in the center. So that Kates Sam L'Choshech stems so nicely. And we can understand now why Parshas Miketz is always Shabbos Chanukah. Because the Medrash Rabbah says, right, on the Pasuk, they darkened our eyes with their xeris. Right? So this pasuk that the Medrash Rabbah in our parsha brings, kates sum lachoshech. The choshech has its edge. All the Yavanim, what they call their enlightened way, we call that darkness. That's not called to be enlightened at all. But even there, you know, but they, right? We call it choshech. They're enlightened. We call it choshech, right? Chazal knew exactly what they're talking about. Choshech zu yavan. What they call enlightened, you know, thus and this and thus and thus and thus, all liberals, da da da, right? Mary Koresu, right? Right? What they call enlightened, we call darkness. But even that darkness that unfortunately has, you know, the media is on their side, right? And every, you know, it seems the whole what's called in civilized world has gone with these enlightened ideas. Kates sam lachoshech. There's an edge to that. It all ends somewhere. It doesn't go on forever. It doesn't go on forever. It all has its edge. They don't know what it means, you know. So the fact that it's going to end somewhere, right? It has its edge, right? But also, it also means it has no achdus, right? And that's why, you know, the Greeks believed in many gods. Maybe one first cause, but then branched out to many gods, right? Because they don't see the achdus between all the different kochos that there are. So there's Zeus for this one, and this for that one, right? That's what probably, they don't see the achdus, because only us, the nation that has Shabbos, sees the achdus, there's a bria, and all come from one god. It's all for one unified, comes from one god, and it's all for one unified purpose. They don't see that. But also they see that there's their demise, that everything they do, whether it's their sciences or their sports, it's all true up to a certain edge. It's all important, as it were, only up to a certain edge. And that's what they can't take about Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael says they live over that edge. And that's Shabbos. Shabbos is in the Kud of center that's over the edge of each dimension, because center is not on any side. Right? Am Yisrael has as well, the Kud of Merkazis, right? The Kud of center. Right? And that's what they legislate against Shabbos. Right? They can't take it. Am Yisrael says we live over the edge. Right? And the Gili of Hanukkah, you know, the Nitzachon of Hanukkah, is that there is something over the edge, you know, something that gets past where they are. And that's always in Parshas Miketz. Ketz Sam Lachoshech. Yosef Atzai gets out of jail. Am Yisrael makes a comeback. There's a lot of Ramaz this week's Parsha that, you know, Nitzah Ben Ruach HaKarsh appears more than once. The spark of Ruach HaKarsh when they said this, when they said that. As you see in Rashi, Ruach HaKarsh is making a comeback, even though Ruach HaKarsh, you know, ceased when they sold Yosef. It's making a comeback, right? Am Yisrael, you can only keep Am Yisrael down so long, and then they make a comeback. And by them, it's just the opposite. They can only be matzliach so long until they come to their edge. So the edge is like, for them, double edge, as I say, double-edged sword, right? Right. You can only keep Am Yisrael down for a certain amount, and then till that edge, and then we make a comeback. You only keep us on so long. For them, it's hafuch. They can only be matzliach so long until they come to their edge, right? Right. And then Am Yisrael, and that's what Paro dreams. That in the good, which is Am Yisrael, there's achdus. They have the side of Nekuda and Tzoyis, which is Merumas in the menorah. Menorah, seven branches, but it's all miksha achas, one solid piece of gold. The Nekuda of achdus. Right, the core power of unity that courses through the Bria, which is something divine. It's not something physical, right? That's by Am Yisrael. That's by the Tov, right? And by Chanukah, that regenerates. And that's one of the many answers to the Beis Yosef's Kasha, right? You know, one day wasn't an ace, right? One day wasn't an ace. That one day that wasn't an ace, you know, is meramez on the achdus, right? That there is that one day, one is meramez on the nekud of achdus, that even all the different kochs, even all the different kochs of neis, all come from one source and all pointing in one direction, that Hashem echad, Ushmo echad, Umi ka'am cho Yisrael, Goy echad ba'aretz, like we say at the culmination of Shabbos.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Zaka Baruch. Oh. So the MS, the 8th.